and welcome to the Binaural Beats podcast. I'm your host and guide, Charlie McCormack. Since the beginning of recorded history, every generation has struggled to understand and deal with pain. Ancient texts depict pain as having evil or mystical origins. The word pain is derived from the Roman pena, the spirit of punishment. Classical Greek philosophers Plato and Aristotle argued that human emotion was a spectrum, with pleasure and ecstasy at one end, and pain and suffering at the other. They moved the basis of pain from a spiritual phenomenon of the soul to a physical one of the heart, which for many hundreds of years was thought of as the center for sensation and emotion. It wasn't until the mid-17th century that our notion of pain moved from the heart to the nerves, spinal cord, and brain. While modern science is now able to explain the anatomical reasons of how we actually sense pain, our overall understanding of pain remains far from complete. We know that pain is a deeply personal experience. It is influenced by many personal factors, including emotional, spiritual, and cultural issues. Two people with the same medical condition, injury, or surgery can have very different experiences with pain. Things get even more difficult when focusing on some forms of pain which have no clear physical cause, but it is very real for the person who is suffering it. While the formal definition of pain is an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience associated with actual or potential tissue damage, I believe that Margot McCaffrey described it better when she said, "Pain is whatever the experiencing person says it is, existing whenever they say it does." There are many different treatment modalities for pain. The use of binaural rhythms to treat pain, particularly chronic or long-standing pain, has been well documented in the literature. The recording I've created for you today uses the same frequencies used in these studies. It is particularly useful for those who suffer from chronic pain, especially forms of chronic back pain, fibromyalgia, and myofascial pain. It can also be used for postoperative pain and pain from injuries. It is less useful for people who suffer from headache or migraine. For this reason, I will create a separate podcast dealing with these ailments. For pain relief, we use binaural beats in the low frequency range. These frequencies have been suggested to increase the production of endorphins, your body's natural pain relievers. For pain relief, we use binaural beats in the low frequency range. These frequencies have been suggested to increase the production of endorphins, your body's natural pain relievers. During this recording, we will move through the frequencies 10, 6, 5, and 2.5 Hz. As we are using low frequency binaural rhythms, listening to this podcast may cause relaxation, drowsiness, and sleep. Please only listen to it in a safe, comfortable location and do not listen to it while driving or performing other activities which require focus. If you have any questions, queries, or comments, please email me on binauralbeatspodcast@mail.com. I hope you enjoy the podcast.